Hey, Coach Tupperville, you on the line right now?
I'm here.
Hey, Coach, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Long day yesterday, but it was fun. You know, we got it all out of the way. We got everybody now on the same page that we're running for to be the governor of the great state of Alabama, and we had a huge day of fundraising, broke all kind of records, but at the end of the day, we're doing the right thing. I want to be the leader of the state, and I heard you talk about the Senate. I am still in the Senate and going to work very, very hard with President Trump for the next year and a half. And after that point, it's going to hopefully downhill with President Trump, giving him a chance to just pick up momentum with all the things he's going to get done in the next year and a half.
Well, and yeah, and I totally agree. I think the things that are happening on a national scale that you've been a part of have been certainly absolutely worthwhile. And there have been times when I feel like you kind of stood by yourself even to get things done if necessary. So how does that play into you coming back home and working as the CEO for the state?
Well, first of all, what I've learned is invaluable to any governor. I don't think there's been many senators that's turned around and went back and been governor of the state. There might have been a few, but that's what I wanted to do at the beginning, but it didn't work out because Kay Ivey had just gone in. I said, you know, I'm gonna prepare, and President Trump asked me to run for Senate, and I did that, and I can't say it was a lot of fun the first 4 years, Phil. As you well know, the Biden administration tried to run our country into the ground, but it's been outstanding the last 5 months with President Trump. I talked to him a long time about this situation. He's all for it. He says, I'm sending power back to the states, Coach, and you'll be going in at a great time. And again, he is a huge fan of the state of Alabama. This is where he started his first campaign of run for president. And heck, he gets almost 80% of the vote here. So one of the most popular politicians ever for the state of Alabama is Donald J. Trump.
Well, and I would agree with that. I mean, I live in the 4th Congressional District myself, which had the highest per capita vote of any congressional district in the nation, both elections, all three elections, actually, for Trump. Hey, let me ask you this, Coach. So you're looking at basically changing venues in terms of being in D.C. as opposed to now being in the Capitol here in Montgomery. Is there, like, what are the agenda items? What's bringing you home that you can do better for the state of Alabama as a governor as opposed to being a senator? What's high on the list for you to accomplish?
Well, first of all, it's like taking a head coaching job. You're the head coach, and you got to put a staff around you. You can't do it by yourself. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to put some real smart people in positions that's going to help us economically. It's going to help us with immigration, going to help us with our infrastructure, our health care, education, all those things need improvement. We have to get our handle on education in this state, Phil. We have so many kids in this state that are struggling on reading and writing. I hear all this stuff about no child left behind. We're not going to put words to it. We're going to put actions to it. And higher education will take care of itself. I'm going to be a big workforce development. My main job is to grow the state. And so President Trump, with these tariffs, has got people begging to come back into our country to build manufacturing. There's not a week goes by that I don't have a group come in from Europe or Asia or anywhere in this country wanting to come into the state of Alabama to build something. And so we got to have workforce development, and we got a places for them to go. And I'm the one. I've recruited all my life, and so I'm going to spend a lot of time on the road recruiting people to come here, because if we can grow our economy in the state of Alabama, we can cut back taxes, and that's what people want. They're paying more and more taxes, but we need to pay less and less taxes, because growth will put more money into the system, more tax money will come to the state, and so therefore we can cut back on the taxes that Alabama residents pay.
Well, I agree with every bit of that. When I was in the state Senate, that was actually my thing, was economic development, working as the chairman for the Economic Development Committee and everything else. But so I say all for it. Let me ask you about a couple other things, though. One of the things we've noticed is, especially since COVID, everybody became keenly aware of how much difference the right leadership can make in a state versus the wrong leadership. And I think that Alabama has been long overdue for someone who can be a very visible, out front, dynamic leader. And so how do you envision yourself? I don't mean like what your agenda is, but how do you envision yourself as the leader of the state? What, rallying people, moving things forward? What do you see?
Very accessible. You got to be out there selling your program. We'll have a game plan of about 10 things that we'll want to do. We'll push it to the people of Alabama, talk about how we can bring in more tax money, how we can bring in more things again in this state, how we can, we're doing really, really good, obviously, with federal money in Huntsville and also in Mobile with the things that are going on with Austell and Airbus. We've got to grow the other part of the state. Mm-hmm. But if you look at our situation, our health care is not great. It should be a lot better. And so we have got to keep more of our young people in the state, Phil. We go back to education. The problem that we're having, and I've noticed this for 25 years that I've lived in the state, is that we have a lot of our kids that are educated, whether it's Alabama, whether it's Jackson State, from North Alabama, Auburn, Tuskegee, anywhere, but they leave. They go to Nashville, they go to New Orleans, they go to Orlando, they go to Atlanta. We've got to keep them in our state. That's the number one commodity that a state can have, is educated young people that believe in the state that they live in. And so I'm going to be out very accessible to the people of the state. We're going to work on it together, 5 million of us. And we got to grow that number, and they'll come. All we've got to do is put that invitation out there where they'll come into our state and be good citizens, taxpaying citizens, to where we can continue to grow our state and educate our kids.
Well, I listen, yes, to all of the above. And having raised my kids in Alabama, I completely agree. Hey, so let me ask you this, Coach. Speaking of the state in which they live, Democrats are already calling out that they're going to be attacking you. They're not attacking you on the merits. They don't have any politics. They don't even have a candidate right now. I don't think they can field a good candidate for governor. They say, though, they're going to be attacking you on the question of whether you actually live in Alabama. And they're even going to file suit if they have to, according to Randy Kelly, the head guy at the Alabama Democrat Party. Now, I think they're a clown show. But at the same time, you got to be able to answer the question. So how do you answer the question about the residency that they've been talking about?
When I started running, Phil, it was 2019, by the way. If you count back 2019 till next year, it's 7 years of continued residency. But I've lived in Alabama most of the 25 years. I've owned land here for 25 years straight. My two kids graduated and were educated in this state. Sure, after I left Auburn, I went to Texas Tech 3 years, and I went to Cincinnati for 4 years. Then I came back here. I never sold, but I moved back again. I think my last driver's license, 2019, 2018, I've been paying property tax here. Let them come after me. I don't care. They have nothing else. Obviously, a lot of people came after me before I announced because they didn't want me to get in the race because they know they can't control me. I'm not a controllable person. I went to Washington, D.C., and it was United States Senator, and I spent less money than anybody up there to get elected. I spent less than $3 million that I raised to go to Washington, D.C., when Doug Jones spent $40 million in 4 months. So people know me. People trust me. They've known me for 25 years in the state. If they want to bring that stuff at me, fine. I've talked to lawyers. I've talked to judges. I've talked to the Republican Party, John Wall, who's the head of the Republican Party. There is no doubt that I'm fully qualified from a residential standpoint to be the governor of this state. And so bring it on is all I can tell them.
Fair enough. Well, listen, Coach, with about a minute left, I will tell you, and I believe I've said this to you once in the past, is that the phrase that keeps coming to my mind, and I think Alabama deserves a God-fearing gunslinger for a governor. And I've written on that topic, and I've talked about what that means. But do you see yourself as a God-fearing gunslinger in office?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I don't do things like people normally do. I look at it and I put people together and we put a plan together and we go after it. It's not going to be business as usual, I'll tell you that. And there's a lot of things that we have to correct in this state before we can go forward. But I'm anxious to get going again. I'm going to spend another 18 months with President Trump, and we're going to get the federal side going. And I'm looking forward to the election next May, then having some Democrat supposedly run against us. We'll run the score up on them at the end of the day. We'll take office in 2027, and it'll be a new sheriff in town, as you just said.
Well, fair enough. Well, listen, I got to leave it there, but Coach Tommy Tuberville, U.S. Senator and now candidate for governor for the great state of Alabama, we appreciate your time, and we're going to have you on again, I am sure.
Thanks, Phil.
Thank you. Take care. Well, I tell you what, though. I think he had his talking points, JP. I think he definitely had his talking points for that discussion, which is expected. But what I loved was when I asked him the question about them claiming your residency is an issue, and I could hear him come off the talking points and just be ready to fight somebody.
Yeah. You hear Let that? Them come after
Let
me.
Let them come after
That's
me.
That's all they got.
I don't get that all they got. But yeah, you know, and I think it's true. You know, one thing I said, I think it was yesterday to Jared Hudson, actually, when he was on the show, is that, you know, his nickname when he was coaching was the Riverboat Gambler, because he would run plays people didn't expect. He was the guy who was willing to do the onside kick at the beginning of the third quarter and no one expected it, you know, that kind of thing. He was the guy who would call the trick play occasionally and then go back to mainstream smash mouth football. I'm hoping that that's going to transcend into politics. It has in the U.S. Senate. You know, when he basically held up all the general officer and admiral confirmations because the Pentagon was trying to push for abortion policies using federal dollars, there were times when he was the only person who was willing to stand up and say it. But all it took was one, and out of 100 senators, he was the only one who would actually stand in the gap, and he did it.
I still consider, obviously he's been in the Senate for however many years, but I still consider him an outsider of politics. He hasn't spent his career in politics. He's still got an outsider perspective of, you know, he's led teams and, you know, been a successful coach. So it's like, well, why don't we do it that way? You know, he's not the same old, and he's going to get it done. But real quick before we go to break, I got to say one comment on the YouTube I agree with. It says, RTR, Coach Tuberville, I'm so glad you brought the Saban era in. It was great.
So there you go. Oh, you feel better now? You feel good?
Yeah.
All right, take it to a break, man. We'll take a break right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. I got more on this. Who else is running for something? Who else? Well, it's all in, brother. All in. I'll tell you more about it when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.